God forbid. Here's a call. Hello, this is Pastor Anderson.
Hi, Pastor Anderson. This is Tony from Chicago.
How's it going, Tony?
Go pretty good. I just want to say God bless you, sir. I've came across your videos about a year ago, and you basically the Word of God blew my mind away when it's preached the way it's supposed to be preached. God bless you for that, brother.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the encouragement.
I have a question. I go to a church. It's basically people I grew up with my whole life, and I basically get called the devil by friends, family members, people I knew all my life just for saying, you know, that salvation is by faith alone and that there's no way you can lose it. And I mean, some of these people I know personally, they're genuine good Christian people. They believe in Christ, but they believe you can lose your salvation. My question is, do you believe that people like that are saved?
No, absolutely not. I don't believe that they're saved. I mean, you know, they're calling you the devil. It's like, that's like the people who believed in works-based salvation in Jesus' day. They called the master of the hells Beelzebub, the Bible says. So how much more then shall they call them of his household? So they're going to even call you worse things than the devil. But the Bible says in 1 John, for example, it says, we are of God, little children, and have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that is of God heareth us, or he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. You know, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I might have messed up a word or two there, but the bottom line is that John is saying, you know, when people listen to us preach the word of God, that's what John was saying, you know, then we know that they're saved. And that, because the Bible says also in the Gospel of John, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not because they're not, because you're not of God. So when people are just refusing to listen to what the Bible says about salvation, they're clearly not saved, because he that is of God heareth God's words, and ye therefore hear them not because you're not of God.
Yes, like clearly I'm giving them, drawing them out a map on how easy it is. And
right.
It's like they're literally spiritually blind.
That's exactly what they are. Yeah, it's because they're not saved. Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's a great thing. Well, I want to take up all your time, but I have one other quick question for you.
Okay.
That's totally off the subject. I mean, as a pastor, what's some of the most supernatural things you've seen? Maybe a miracle or healing or anything other, you know, supernatural event?
You know, I personally have not witnessed supernatural events such as healings or miracles that I could point to. But, you know, that doesn't really bother me because, you know, John the Baptist did no miracle, the Bible says. And there were times in the Bible where people went, you know, hundreds of years without seeing miracles. But honestly, probably the most supernatural things I've seen is that I've definitely seen a lot of people who were demon-possessed. And I don't have any question about the fact that they were demon-possessed. So that's probably the most supernatural thing that I've seen, you know, along the lines of probably what you're asking.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience. I've given illustrations in my sermons. In fact, I have a sermon called Possessed with Devils, where I think I gave some of those illustrations. And also in my series on the book of Mark, I talked a lot about devils and people who are possessed and stuff like that. Hey, thanks for the call. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Hey, let me just mention one thing.